Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple reported revenue of $53.8 billion, up 1% year over year, despite revenue declines in Europe and China. iPhone revenue fell 12% from $26.5 billion last year to $26 billion, meaning the iPhone now makes up less than half of Apple's revenue for the first time in 7 years. Services for Apple grew 12.6% year over year to $11.45 billion, with 420 million paid subscribers across all offerings, driven by strong growth of the App Store in China. Wearables, iPad, and Mac all contributed around $5 billion each. Apple also noted a 50% increase in monthly users of its TV app and reported Apple Pay has doubled since last year to almost reach 1 billion transactions per month. Apple said despite slowing phone sales, its install base is higher than ever, including a rise in China due to customer loyalty and a strong aftermarket. Next quarter, Apple will have launched the Apple Card in August, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and new iPhone models. Spotify added 8 million subscribers last quarter, missing estimates by a half million. Spotify says monthly active users grew 7% on the quarter to 232 million, and paid subscribers grew 9% to 108 million. Due to free trials and discount promotions, average revenue per user fell 1% since last quarter to €4.86. Spotify reported a revenue rise of 31% over last year, narrowing its operating loss to $3.34 million. Analysts expect Spotify to lose $62 million this quarter, so it beat that by quite a bit. Spotify has reached new licensing deals with two of the four major record labels. It did not name which, but said it has active talks with the other two. Spotify's podcast audience grew more than 50% since last quarter. Samsung announced the 10.5-inch Super AMOLED Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 tablet with a Snapdragon 855 processor, 7,040 mAh battery, promising up to 15 hours on a charge, and an S Pen that charges wirelessly and attaches magnetically to the back. The Tab S6 also has a rear dual-lens camera with a built-in neural processing unit for scene optimization. An optical fingerprint reader is built into the screen as well. The Tab S6 sells for $649 with 6 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage, or $729 for 8 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage. Pre-orders begin August 23rd, and an LTE model is promised for later in the year. Samsung reported profit fell 56% last quarter as memory chip prices declined due to oversupply. Samsung's head of investor relations, Robert Yee, warned that trade restrictions between Korea and Japan and the U.S. and China mean, quote, "We no longer believe it is possible to reasonably predict or forecast our free cash flow for 2018 through 2020. Samsung projected its NAND chip inventories will come down and reported server customers buying more DRAM, which is also expected to continue. Operating profit for Samsung's chip division fell 71%, and profit for mobile fell 42% over last year. A team led by neurosurgeon Edward Chang at the University of California, San Francisco, funded by Facebook Reality Labs, published in the journal Nature Communications that it had developed a brain-computer interface that can decode words and phrases, both heard and spoken, in real time. The process decodes two kinds of info from two parts of the brain to add context and increase accuracy. A machine learning algorithm uses the activity to determine if a person listening or speaking then uses context of what the patient heard to determine what sound is being imagined. The system could decode perceived, that is, heard, and produced, that is, spoken speech, with an accuracy of up to 76% and 61% using a restricted set of questions and answers. The aim of the research is to restore speech in stroke or spinal cord injury patients. Next steps are to improve the algorithms and widen the vocabulary that the system can understand. DJI announced new first-person view, or FPV, goggles, a high-definition camera and transmitter that can be attached to anything but marketed toward drone racing. The FPV Experience Kit includes goggles, two transmitters, and two cameras, but no controller, for $819. The Fly More Kit includes a Phantom-style controller, the goggles, and one transmitter and camera for $929. The kits can stream 720p video at 120 or 60 frames per second with a latency of 28 milliseconds and a range of up to 2.5 miles in 16:9 or 4:3 aspect ratio. Chrome 76 launched for Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, and iOS. It now blocks Flash by default. Users can turn Flash back on in the settings if they want, but Flash support is going to be removed from Chrome entirely next year. Chrome 76 also implements the file system API differently so that websites can't tell if you're using incognito mode. And an install button for progressive web apps now shows up in the Omnibox instead of being down there in the three-dot menu. Chrome 76 also implements 43 security fixes. A partnership of consumer organizations, insurance providers, digital health app developers, and more have released a data model and draft implementation guide for making health data accessible directly by patients. The Karen Blue Button API will begin testing with participating companies, including Blue Cross Blue Shield providers, the state of Washington, Apple, Google, and Microsoft. The idea is to provide more data portability and choice in what platform you choose to access your health records. And finally, Apple announced it's joining the open source Data Transfer Project, which is developing interoperable systems to let users move data between services. The aim is to let direct transfer of data happen without having to export to a hard drive and then import to a new service. The Data Transfer Project includes Tim Berners-Lee's Solid, Mastodon, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.